I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Media outlets are asking a judge in Tuscaloosa to unseal the divorce case of Alabama Governor Robert Bentley and First Lady Diane Bentley. A motion filed today by a group of Alabama television stations and newspapers says the case was sealed last month following a hurried hearing held without notice to the public. The motion says the divorce is newsworthy and a fair subject for reporting by the media. It says allowing the case to remain closed promotes the spread of rumors. Attorneys for the governor and first lady did not immediately respond to messages seeking comment on the request. The case was initially sealed because of a joint request made by the Bentleys. Diane Bentley filed for divorce last month, saying the couple's 50-year marriage had suffered an irretrievable breakdown. Students at the University of Alabama are being encouraged to join a campaign against sexual assault today. The Student Government Association is working with campus leadership and the Women's Gender Resource Center to bring the It's On Us program to Tuscaloosa. The effort tries to get students to look out for each other and avoid being victims of sexual assault. SGA spokeswoman Catherine Faust says students are going to drink alcohol during their college years, and the campaign works to avoid the hazards of it.
No, we're not trying to hide that. We aren't trying to say that that isn't a part of it and, you know, put a giant shield in front of that. We're trying to sit here and make people aware that we know that this is a present issue and that there are things that we can do and that you need to be aware even in those situations that you are impaired.
Students will be encouraged to sign a pledge today on campus. They'll also be asked to swipe their student identification cards so the campaign can send them email updates. Second-ranked Alabama continues prepping for their SEC opener against number 15 Ole Miss. The Crimson Tide is out to avenge its only conference loss of the season a year ago when the Rebels pulled off the 23-17 upset. Coach Nick Saban says the game will provide the biggest challenge to his team so far this season.
Playing a team like we're playing this week, it's going to be necessary for us to play better in this game, execute better, be more consistent, have better fundamental execution. And I think the best way to do that is to focus on preparation each day this week.
Ole Miss leads the country in scoring at 74.5 points a game. Kickoff for Saturday's game is set for 8:15 on ESPN. The network's College Game Day will be in Tuscaloosa this weekend. Clear skies in the Tennessee Valley tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Mostly clear skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the lower 60s. And clear skies in central and west Alabama tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Reporting for Alabama Public Radio News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.